dear.
No, no, I got enough.
Have another piece of cake, Fred.
Nope.
Oh, gee, this is the first time I've had to relax all day. What do we do tonight?
Oh, I don't know. What's on television?
Fight night!
Oh, no, you don't. Just sit down.
No.
Sit down. I've looked at so many fights on television, I've got cauliflower eyes. Come on now, we're four grown people. Let's entertain ourselves.
Okay.
Oh, come now. Surely we can think of something to entertain ourselves. Cards. No, we can't. Little Ricky ate the Queen of Spades. Besides, I'd like to think of something a little more intellectual. I know, we'll take a quiz.
A quiz?
Yeah, it's all about husbands and wives.
Oh, no. You know what those are, Fred. How to rate your marriage, or is your spouse a louse?
Don't laugh at him, Ethel. Yeah. Now, here it is. It's called... Well, it doesn't matter what it's called. Now, I'll keep score.
Now, just a minute. Let us in on it. What is it called?
How to rate your marriage, or is your spouse allowed? You read it, you louse.
No, I saw it, but I didn't read it. Go ahead.
Let's see. Now, I'll keep score, and at the end, we'll add them all up and see if each of us is married to our perfect mate.
For this, I need a quiz.
All right, now, first question. Do you tell your troubles to your married partner? Ethel?
Yes.
Yes. Fred?
Well, I try to spare her all I can.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Put down yes for the king of the bellyachers.
And yes for Ricky and yes for Lucy.
Now, wait a minute. Don't put down yes for me. You have no idea of all the problems I have. I don't tell you my troubles.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I thought all those troubles you brought home were yours. No for Ricky. Now, next question. Do you tell your husband or wife how much you pay for your clothes? Ethel?
Well, it's been so long since I bought any, I forgot. Put down yes.
Fred?
Yeah.
Ricky?
Of course.
Now, next question. Have you told your husband...
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
The quiz mistress neglected to ask herself the last question.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. The question was, do you tell your husband how much you pay for your clothes?
That's right. Now, the next question... All right, one no for Lucy.
Uh-huh.
Now, the next question. Have you told your husband or wife all about your past romances?
Well, Ricky? If I told Fred...
Me? It's Ethel's turn first.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd break the monotony by asking you first. Besides, I can't wait to hear your answers. Have you told me all about your past romances?
Well, now, let me see.
Well,
wait a minute. Hey, yeah, I told you everything, yeah.
Yes, for Ricky.
Well, if I
now,
told Fred...
Now, for me, let's see. Have I told you all about my old romances? I told you about going with the captain of the football team, didn't I?
Yes, 100 times.
And then there was that lifeguard who was so crazy about me.
Yes, you bare your soul to me about him, too.
Yes, well, besides those, there were just a few big flaming romances that I've had. Let's see. Billy, Maury, Jess, Jerry, Bob and Bennett, and George and Phil, Martin and Danny... Argyle and Bud, and Wilbur and Noble and Carl, Frank and Henry. That was in high school. Then in junior college, there was Johnny and Kenny.
Okay.
Well, I was only trying to be honest and make sure I'd told you about everybody, dear.
I sense that.
Well, now I can put down yes with a very clear conscience. Now, Ethel?
Well, if I told Fred all about what happened...
Have I ever told you about Carlota Romero?
Who?
Carlota Romero?
No, who's she?
Oh, I didn't tell you about her, huh?
No.
Oh, just a girl I used to go with in Cuba.
Oh.
No, now I told you I can keep my yes answer and be honest about it.
Yeah. Ethel?
Well...
Why haven't you told me about her before?
Oh, I don't know. No particular reason. It just slipped my mind.
Oh. Was it a big romance?
Well, you know, it's just one of those things.
Just one of those things.
Well, come on, Ethel. What are you waiting for? I've forgotten the question.
The question is, have you told your husband or just one of those what things?
Come on now, Lucy. It's my turn.
There's just no point in going on with this quiz. It's very obvious that one of us has so many secrets from his mate he couldn't possibly be happily married.
I am, too.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, honey, you getting upset over nothing.
If it was nothing, why didn't you tell me about it before?
Well, because there is no Carlota Romero. I just made it up.
Ha! Would you join me in your apartment, Ethel?
Oh, honey, you're being silly.
I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, now, Lucy, he's trying to get even because you mentioned all those boys' names.
Wow. She's really burned. I think you'd have been better off telling her about that dame.
I did. I told her the truth. I told her I made it up. There's no Carlota Romero.
Well, Lucy doesn't believe you, so what are you going to do about her?
Well, gee, I don't know. I didn't expect her to get that mad. I was just teasing her. You know, we've been married for 12 years, and I still can't figure her out.
I bet sometimes you wish you'd have made her up.
Well, she'll get over it.
Yeah, Ethel will look after her. Come on, let's look at the fight.
Okay, what is the main event?
Here we go, honey. Eat a great big breakfast. Oh, come on. Eat a great big breakfast. Oh, come on, honey. Come on. Come on.
What's the matter, boy? Hi. Hello, son. What's the matter? What are you crying about?
Don't answer him, Ricky. I don't want you associating with a man of his reputation.
Ay. Now listen, honey.
In fact, neither of us are going to talk to him until he explains his lurid past.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, friend.
Boy, you're the sly one.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. I just saw the morning paper.
Look, I got enough troubles without playing games. What's up?
You remember that gal you made up, Carlota Romero?
Yeah?
Well, you did a pretty good job. She's appearing in town this week.
What?
What? Right here in the paper, look at that.
Carlota Romero, Cuban singing star, opens her first American engagement at the Opal Room. Oh, no.
Not bad. I'll say this for you. When you make them up, you don't do badly.
You know, I must have seen her name in Variety or Billboard, and it got stuck in my mind.
Yeah, well, when Lucy sees that picture, she'll knock it loose.
Hey, now, look, Fred, take this paper home with you, huh?
I've already got a copy.
I know you got a copy, but take it home with you. I don't want Lucy to see it. I'm still trying to convince her that I made it up.
No, well, all right. Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Huh?
That's an old saying. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that, well, I'll have it translated in Spanish and bring it back to you.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, girl.
Well, you're in a better mood than I expected you to be.
Oh, you mean about what happened last night?
Well,
I'll give Ricky a bad time for a while, but I believe him when he said he made up that Carlota Romero business.
Well, how did he explain this morning's paper?
Why, what about it?
Uh-oh. What about it?
Nothing.
nothing.
Come on, Ethel. What's in the paper you don't want me to see?
I didn't want to be the one to tell you, but,
But what?
Daddy Warbucks has left little orphan Annie.
Oh, Ethel, let me see that paper. It's on the back page. Carlotta Romero, Cuban singing star, opens her first American engagement at the Opera.
Oh, now. Now, Lucy, pull yourself together. It says in the paper she's never been in America, so Ricky couldn't have seen her for 15 years.
Well, she's here now. I'll bet they're planning to stir up those old embers again.
Be kind of hard to stir embers into a flame after 15 years.
She doesn't look like her pilot light would ever go out.
Oh, forget it. You got nothing to worry about. She couldn't take Ricky away from you. Why, you're twice as pretty as she is.
You really think so?
Certainly. And you got twice as good a figure.
I have?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could stand and carry myself the way you do. It's absolutely regal. Frankly, I can't understand why you were never chosen Miss America.
Oh, thank you, Ethel. Well, I guess I don't have anything to worry about.
Thank you.
with you? What's the matter?
I dreamed you left me for Carlotta Romero.
Oh, for goodness sakes, that's the craziest thing I ever heard in my whole life.
I'm not so sure. She's right here in town, as if you didn't know.
Now, listen to me. I made that name up. Or at least I thought I made the name up. And I must have read it someplace or something without noticing. Because this morning when Fred came over and here was this girl picture in the paper, and here I didn't even know this girl, and here I made the same name up. Isn't that a funny coincidence, eh? No?
Who are you trying to kid?
Ah, look,
the big two-timing button giver?
Button giver? What does that mean?
Never mind. You can tell me the truth or aren't you?
Now, look, honey, if you don't believe me, why don't you call her up and ask her?
I'll just do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And don't do that no more! Hi.
Oh, hi, dear.
What's going on?
Company tonight.
Oh, who?
Ethel and Fred and Jerry and Carlotta.
Who?
Carlotta Romero. You remember her?
Why did you ask her over here for?
Because I wanted to see you two together. Jerry called her up and set the whole thing up for me.
Fine agent I got. Mira que tiene de mala mujer aquí a la casa que no la conozco.
And if you're going to mumble, please have the decency to mumble in English. Here she is.
Hi.
Oh, it's only the Mertzes.
Well, thanks. You know, that's getting to be our first name. Mr. and Mrs. Only the Mertzes.
I'm sorry, dear. Won't you come in and sit down?
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Ethel.
Oh,
hi, Rick.
Food.
Hi, Fred. Hi.
Now, Fred, leave those alone. They're for company.
Well, what am I? Don't answer that.
Hi.
Oh, it's only Jerry.
Well,
everybody's got the same first name these days.
Thanks, Lucy. Hi, Ethel.
Hi, Fred.
Jerry, how are you? Hi, Jerry.
Where's Carlotta?
Oh, she told me on the telephone she had to go on an interview and she'd meet me up here.
Oh.
Good. The sooner the better.
Oh, yeah. And Ricky, she says she can hardly wait to see you again.
That's nice. What?
Aha!
Now, Lucy, it isn't true.
Never mind.
Now, Jerry, what are you talking about? I never saw this girl before in my whole life.
Well, sure you did. She told me on the phone she worked with you in a nightclub in Havana, oh, about 15 or 16 years ago. She was part of a singing act. They called themselves the Five Romero Sisters.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Which one of them?
Well, now, how should I know? Anyway, she was very surprised to hear that you remembered her, see? And, oh, she said, be sure and don't expect her to look exactly like she did at the picture in the paper, because that was taken about 17 years ago. There she is now.
Oh, Ricky, I'm Carlotta.
Hey, wait a minute, I'm not Ricky.
Ricky!
Oh.
Ricky!
Yes, hello, Carlotta. How are you? Glad to see you. This is Mr. and Mrs. Mertz.
Oh, hello, Carlotta.
This is my agent, Jerry.
How do you do?
Well, it's nice to see you. What have you been doing since I last saw you?
Putting on weight, mostly.
Well, you look fine.
Wasn't that Carlotta?
Yes.
Where is she?
Oh, Lucy, I'd like to meet someone.
Oh.
This is Carlotta Romero.
Oh, how do you... Carlotta Romero... Well, am I glad to see you.
Hello, Lucy.
Oh, my, you will never know. I am so glad to see you. Come over here and sit down.
This is quite a welcome. I'm surprised that Ricky would even remember me.
Oh, my dear, he will never forget you.
That's nice. I guess I look a little different than you expected, don't I?
Well, yes, yes. I didn't expect anyone so pretty and charming and so full of... Well, so full of... Well, so full. Tell me, Carlotta, how are you going to be in town? We must...
Ha ha ha! presents. Yeah.
How about that?
Let's put our presents under the tree.
Okay, right, okay. Fine. Here we go. All that. Hey, Santa, you put on a little weight, didn't you?
How about you?
Yeah.
How about you, Ethel? Fred, where'd you ever find such a big pillow? Huh? What's the lunch? Answer me.
I'm not wearing a pillow.
Oh, come on, let's open all our presents.
All right.
Okay.
No, let's sing first.
Sing?
Well, yeah, everything is so wonderful and spending Christmas with our good friends. I just feel like serenading the world.
Okay. I know a wonderful Cuban melody. It's called Cascabeles.
Well, let's hear
it.
All
right. Cascabeles, cascabeles, cantan todo el día. Cascabeles, cascabeles, traen la alegría.
Hey, that's Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
Sure.
How about that? You Americans steal all our good songs.
Hey, let's all sing it, huh, Santa Clauses?
All right.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what a fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Daddy, you just go in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells above will ring, make big spirits cry. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.
This is the CBS Television Network.